Hey, it's Danny. Welcome to Anything Goes, and today I am joined by Jared and Colin. We are going to be talking all about the deadliness of murder hornets, Elon Musk's new child's name, and wherever the podcast takes us. Before we begin, a few quick things. I do have an Instagram and Twitter, which I will link in the description, and you can find on the bottom left of the screen right now. There'll be exclusive updates and shoutouts that will only be posted on Twitter, so you should definitely check it out. Jared and Colin, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Jared, and I'm interested to see where this podcast goes and where the conversation takes us.
Hey, right, I'm Colin.
North America, and it was always in Japan. But, yeah, I'm interested to see where that goes, because it's sort of new.
Well, I don't think it's that big of a problem. I mean, yes, they're 2 inches long. That's a pretty big bee, but, yeah. Like, in Japan, there are only, like, 50 deaths a year, which isn't a lot. I mean, when you compare it to many other things, it's very minuscule, so I'm not too worried.
I mean, so there's a wild expert, like, they do hurt a lot, but they're not going to probably have a huge effect that much, as we think.
Yeah, and I've seen an analogy that compared this thing to, like, a hot nail digging into your skin, which sounds really bad, but I think the biggest worry about this is that they're very, like, angry creatures. So if you try to swat it, it will like immediately go to sting you, and then the entire colony of them will come and sting you again. I think that's the main issue about them. Like, really, when you piss them off is when they go to attack you.
See, I don't think that's that big of a problem. I mean, I'm not completely sure if the name Murder Hornet really fits, or yeah, whether it's just to make people scared, or because my main fear is adding a new insect to the environment that has no real predators from native to the area. So my fear is it's just going to screw with everything, and it's not going to be too nice.
You know, I think it's not only us that we're worried about, but like they just like rip apart bee colonies. Like all these honeybees that do have a purpose for us and do, you know, help the environment, they just go into these nests and they just start killing all of them, which could be really bad.
Yeah, I've seen that too with the honeybees and them. I'm not sure if this was a murder hornet, but I was scrolling through Instagram the other day and I saw a video of a bunch of honeybees ganging up on a hornet. I'm not completely sure. It was a pretty big hornet and it was quite entertaining to watch, but there were a good at least like 30 bees like attacking the one hornet. It could be a murder hornet. I'm not completely sure, but I remember seeing that and I was laughing, but like now thinking back on it, it's not that funny, but it's interesting.
Yeah, and then these bees not only, you know, sting you and cause you pain, but they also release venom into you, which can never be healthy for your body. And they can, you know, if enough of them sting you, they say you can be knocked out from the pain of it. So if you're knocked out from the pain of it and all of this venom is going throughout your body, that's where most of the deaths are caused by.
If you get near like a hive or something, then you anger them, you die.
Yeah, and the hives are also in the ground, some of them. So.
Oh, they are. Right. Oh, in the fifth grade, I remember, I forget what I was doing at recess, but there was a bee nest, it burrowed in the ground, and I had no clue. And I was just walking, I forgot who I was talking to, and I stepped straight onto the bee nest, and like 4 or 5 like wasps shot out, and like fifth grade me was like, oh no, and I was like, I was swatting them because that's like my first instinct.
Yeah.
I got stung like twice, one in the hand, one in the eyebrow, thankfully, only that one day.
Oh, eyebrow, jeez.
Yeah, no, it's funny, this eyebrow, my right eyebrow's had a lot of interesting events happened to it. I've gotten stitches multiple times on the same eyebrow and bee stings and all that stuff. It's quite the target.
And that you could just be on a run or something and they could just attack you. Because the first time I was stung, the beehive was above me. And it was like also in like third grade maybe. And the beehive was above me. So they even sensed danger by just me walking underneath the beehive, which I thought was insane, because I can only imagine what happens if you step on one of these beehives. That cannot be good. And don't try outrunning these things, because can reach speeds of 25 miles per hour is what I'm seeing.
So, oh, can they really?
Yeah, so you cannot outrun these hornets once you get in a fight with them.
I mean, unless you're Usain Bolt. I mean, his max speed is 27.8 miles per hour. So not to brag, but sprinters, we got a little edge on you guys.
So he may be able to keep his top pace and just outrun it by a little bit.
Hornets are probably more aggressive. That's why they're not yes. their name.
Yeah.
Honeybees can fly about 15 to 20 miles an hour. So that's not too bad.
It's but it's not a lot.
It's not that dangerous. I mean, coconuts, I know for a fact, kill 150 people per year just from falling from trees and killing people. So, I mean, unless you're afraid of coconuts, I don't think you should be worried about them killing you.
It's probably like compared to mosquitoes. If you're not worried about getting a disease from a mosquito, I wouldn't be worried about a murder hornet because mosquitoes cause like 70,000 deaths per year. From the diseases that they get.
It's just a wasp that hurts a lot more.
I feel like mosquitoes, that's different because mosquitoes they can carry diseases and infections and they bring that from person to person. I don't feel like that'd be equivalent to a murder hornet. Because in the sense, when you hear mosquito versus murder hornet, you're going to think, ooh, murder hornet's more deadlier. But if you think into it, I feel like mosquitoes would be technically more deadlier with what they could do.
Just you know what pain you're going to get from a murder hornet. You don't know if you're going to get a disease or not.
So generally, I feel like when they think murder hornet, they think just right then and there, in the moment pain, not like lasting pain or what'll happen in the future.
Yeah. I haven't really seen mosquitoes out lately. It's starting to get warmer where we live in New Jersey, and I haven't gotten any.
Yeah, so, I mean, I also think that that's because of quarantine, because we're all inside for majority of the time.
Yeah.
I
also go outside, but, like, I'm not sure if they're less present, but I remember a few weekends ago, I was shoveling mulch. Mm-hmm. I only got, like, two mosquito bites, which was, like, normal for me, because I don't really get mosquito bites, but my brother and my dad, I think it was like 14, and dad got somewhere in like the 10 range, something like that.
Jeez.
So they're here. Just not that present.
Like for me, I'm usually a mosquito magnet, but like there's none around me right now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Right?
Bug spray does not work for me at all. it just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, same with bees. I haven't really gotten the presence of bees yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've gotten a lot of them.
Oh, I saw one. I saw a honeybee. I let it live. Oh, speaking of back to the hornet mess, I remember I saw an article. Some of you may have seen this. In February, there was a swarm in a... I'm probably butchering this because I'm not very smart. Pasadena, California. Mm-hmm. There was a swarm of 40,000 bees that I ended up sending 5 officers to the hospital. So it was a massive swarm, and they had to cut part of the street off. They had to cut the block off so no one could go there. They had to... One firefighter was stung more than 15 times. I remember one time my dad was, I forgot what he was doing, but he was outside. And we had 2 wasp nests. Mm-hmm. So he was like destroying them. And like, he was stung at least like 11 times. But he didn't go to the hospital. He kind of went back inside, got a jacket, went to the like drugstore, got some, I forgot what he got, but it was to like help with the stings.
Yeah,
he didn't go to the hospital, but I just can't. Ooh.
How do you know that it was a swarm of 40,000 bees?
I mean, it's a guesstimation. Estimation, because it says around 30 to 40,000 bees. So 2 firefighters, 1 police officer, and 2 citizens.
Huh. Have you heard of Elon Musk's new kid's name?
Yeah.
Yes, and I don't like it. I'm going to be honest.
Like, no offense, like, to the name, but it's like he's naming, like, a car model or something.
No offense to the name.
Like, I'm just not a fan of it because it's you're naming your kid that.
He's going to get bullied at school.
It's Ash Archangel. Like,
yes, please pronounce it for us, Colin.
Ash Archangel. That's
Do you know what any of it stands for?
Maybe.
SpaceX.
Because that's maybe. His, yeah.
See, it's funny because you have all your other children with, not the most normal and common names, but they're still
pretty normal names. Nevada,
Griffin, Xavier, Kai, Saxon, Damien, and then there's X, A, E,
Anabata.
Wait, so he has six other kids?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Previous lovers, I'm pretty sure. Yep. Yes. Elon Musk filed for a divorce on December 31st, 2014. And second divorce in March 21st, 2016.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like the fact when people name their children these absurd names. Like, you're just setting your child up to fail and to be bullied. Yeah. I don't want to grow up be like, hey, I don't want my child to get bullied in school. Let's give him, like, three numbers in his name.
Although I'm wondering, like, obviously I don't think it's going to set off a new trend of names. I'm sure it won't.
No.
But,
I hope not.
Like, you know, maybe something can change. Maybe there could be a new, like, you know, people do name their kids like that in the future, and then he was just the first one to do it. What's the point of having our names?
It just, you don't want to make, like, this is just unnecessary at this
point. Now we're going to get into the topic of whether what's right, how do we know what's right, how do we know what's wrong, exactly. And I don't really want to debate about that right now.
I'm just going to say, I'm not a fan of this name.
Yes, I'm not a fan of
it. I'm just not a fan.
I think it's interesting.
It's interesting is different. Quite the understatement.
Everyone is so used to
traditional names.
Yeah, traditional names that I think that's why this comes as a huge surprise. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just a name. It's just what he goes as. But it's unfortunate that, you know, probably when, if he does go to a public school or he does go into the public, that, you know, he might get a little bit of hate.
Yeah, they can get made fun of a lot.
So I'm seeing here that, like, what his name means, according to him, is that X is just known as the unknown variable, whatever that means. Ash, is that how you pronounce it? The A-E.
Yeah.
Yes. It means love or artificial intelligence.
Bro, is this a child or is this like a robot? Did he create this or was it birthed?
And then, yeah, A-12 is his favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed.
What if the X, he chose that because also his company's X, though?
It's just a shout out.
It's an advertisement. You are property of SpaceX. I like that. Advertisement.
And we're not hating on Elon Musk at all. Because obviously, you know, he is a character. He is a character.
It's just.
We are all characters.
Yes.
I know, Jared, you don't really follow this, but Danny, you saw the new Rams uniforms, right? LA Rams. Because it's bad.
I guess.
Because they posted recently on their Insta, and it's like they're copying the Chargers.
Like, I don't know how they would play each other. I'm sure, because one of their uniforms is white, it's just that it's very like, it looks like something you would make as like an 8-year-old kid when you're drawing.
Yeah.
Although some of the uniforms look really cool.
Yeah, but it's like kind of just generic, the Rams.
I had a heated conversation a few days ago with Colin, actually. Danny, what is
about me?
Oatmeal?
It's not a soup, Jared.
I said, what would you consider it then? Because I know it's a porridge, but considered?
Not everything has a category. Yeah, it's a grain. It's a grain.
I guess. But
oatmeal
it's
itself
like
is oats. It's just
mushy.
Oats.
It's mushy. It's mushy grains.
Mushy grains. Like, though. It's not like a soup,
okay,
though.
I mean, do you eat it with a spoon?
That doesn't make it a
pudding
soup.
With a spoon?
Spoon equals soup.
Do we eat pudding with a spoon?
So you're saying yogurt's a soup?
No, I'm joking. I've been Ryan, but don't quote me on this. We were talking about this topic before, and he said, "What is pizza?" Somebody said sandwich. And I think Ryan said, don't quote me on this.
No, but
if you fold the pizza in half, it's a taco.
But the thing is, a sandwich, like, there's their own thing. Like, oatmeal's their own thing. So is cereal.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I agree with, is that oatmeal is just oatmeal.
So, you know, peanut butter applies to both laws of, like, liquid. It conforms into the, what's it called? The area it's placed in. Would you call it a solid? Because, like, you can hold it outright, and it doesn't just, like...
No, it's, like, in between.
It's a
dense liquid. I know the answer. So do you think it's a liquid, Danny?
It's a dense liquid.
You're incorrect. See, this is a trick question. It's actually called a non-Newtonian fluid. It doesn't follow the laws of being a liquid or a solid.
I am so sorry to anyone who is still listening.
Okay. I'm going to say the no-no word, my one strike. I apologize for this bullshit. I'm just gonna be quiet now. I don't know. I was looking at Reddit the other day, and I saw this "Would you rather" with zero upvotes, and it was all the way at the bottom. So I'll put it in the chat. It says, "Would you rather have a pizza-shaped burger or a burger-shaped pizza?"
Okay, let me think about that. Pizza-shaped burger. Or burger-shaped
pizza.
Like a circular pizza?
100% a burger-shaped pizza.
Like a circular pizza?
That would be really
sauce. Is it just like, is it crust and just sauce in the middle?
Yeah,
wait.
Burger or burger-shaped
pizza. I say a burger-shaped pizza.
I agree.
Wait, actually, I want to try that, if that's a thing. They do exist. Wait.
Wait, they do? Would you care
pizza
to link?
Pizza burgers.
I've seen a recent growth in groups hanging out again. Like, do you think that's a good idea? Or do you think it's safe? Or safer, at least?
No. So, I actually looked at this a while ago. So, Korea was able to contain this coronavirus thing extremely well. Yeah. They were able to contain everyone. So, they basically gave tests to everyone, and anybody who had it was instantly quarantined. Basically, the entire country was like in lockdown, and they got over it so quickly. Their amount of people coming into the hospital versus going out was declining. The amount of cases were declining. So then they decided to open certain things up. And instantly throughout one day, I think it was a lot of people. I think it was like 100 people got a new case. There were 100 new cases because of a nightclub that opened up. So even though they were doing so well, the fact that they opened and they gave people the opportunity to go out and hang out, it increased again. And I don't think that, I think it would be even worse now because one, we didn't control the situation. It's more like right now we have to open it up or else like the economy is going to go it'll go to shit. So.
Yeah. But like, so I went to GL the other day. Friends were hanging out, but they had like no protection at all. So they didn't have masks or gloves because we don't have a vaccine developed.
Yeah.
So it's gonna hurt and it's gonna take more time than they don't take next necessary precautions.
Yeah, and all it takes is one person, and that's the problem. Is that sure you may be able to hang out at a club or with a group of 100 and be totally fine because no one in that 100 was infected, but once one person is infected, it's very easy that it just spreads to everything, which is what you were saying, Jared, about everything could be a lot better. But even if it's just half of what we have now, it can easily go straight back up.
Exactly. And another apparent thing is not everybody's symptoms for the coronavirus, or the COVID-19, whatever you call it, it's not all going to be the same. So symptoms vary from everyone. It can go from fever and the generic thing, what you hear on the news, to fatal, it's lethal. And then there could be people like we could have it and no symptoms show up.
Yeah.
So we've had, like, I had a grandma who's in a nursing home because she's old, but she tested positive for coronavirus but had zero symptoms. Mm-hmm. Like, it was present in her system, but there was no fever, no coughing, no nothing, and she didn't even realize.
Huh. Yeah, that's what's so dangerous about this. They could just spread without showing anything.
Thankfully, she's good now, but like, yeah, we couldn't even know that we had it or not unless we get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people are still having massive gatherings. Like, I remember saw some videos like on beaches
that
sometimes like an army had to come one time because they weren't stopping.
Like tanks and all, guns blazing.
No, not like this whole army, but like,
you got my hopes up. I knew what I was gonna look up after this, but like,
just in general. In general, I've seen, you know, even just smaller groups hanging out, just like groups of three or groups of five, or. I feel like
not until the amount of cases go down significantly, I don't think it's a good idea to let people do this, to hang out with their own free will. But I feel like in order to keep the economy.
Or your sanity.
Not in bubbles. Yeah. That too. We have to open certain things because businesses are going out of business. Businesses are going bankrupt. They can't They can't really do anything because nobody's buying, going to their places. They have to shut down legally. So it's just not a good time. And if we can prevent that, then that'll help sustain them. But, you know, that'll open up opportunity for other people to screw up and then hang out and get others infected.
Yeah, and I think the problem is that we're finally getting to the point where people are, you know, they genuinely need to hang out with people. Because, sure, the first month it was like, oh, you know, it's just annoying. But some people have issues with social distancing, and keeping yourself inside of your house is not easy, especially if, just say, you live by yourself or you live in an apartment. It can really get to you. Yeah, it can get to you after being stuck in your house or apartment for 2 months. So I think that's why it's starting to happen now, is because not only is it like, you know, maybe it's slightly going down in daily cases, but people are also starting to like lose their minds.
Yeah.
So I think that can lead to more issues. It's just, I don't know what you can do. Maybe just hanging out with like a single person instead of a group, but really it's difficult. It's difficult to tell everyone to stay inside their house.
Yeah, especially because they don't wear anything, like a mask.
Oh, that too, yes.
Although, like, how big of a difference do you think that makes if you're hanging out with a group and you're wearing a mask?
Because the mask is not supposed to prevent you from getting it, but just in case you have it, nothing will leave your mouth, nothing will leave your nose. There's no real way, unless you take the mask off, there's other ways where you can give it to another person, but those are the big ways: sneezing, coughing, just blowing through your nose and all that stuff. That's like big ways where you can spread contact. So once you cover those things, yes, it may be a little difficult to breathe, but you're preventing it from spreading from you to another person. So that's one of the big things.
So do you think people should be allowed to hang out in groups if they're wearing masks?
Debatable. Less
like pairs, maybe.
Yeah, I say maybe one-to-one, maybe.
Like a partner through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't fully support hanging out, but like, if you have to, just limit it a lot.
Oh yeah, just be careful about it. Hang out with a 6-foot distance. Like, literally, I know, like, you know, it's such a big phrase now, but honestly, I think that that's a great way to do that, is that if you're going to hang out with someone, you just got to be really careful about how close you are to them.
Yeah.
Here's my would you rather. I saw this. I don't remember where I saw this, but it's just stuck with me. So would you rather have no limbs and like lose basically every motor function in your body for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or you have a crippling addiction to muffins, but there's a catch. See, along with this crippling addiction to muffins, you can't tell the difference between a baby and a muffin.
What is that? Would you rather?
I don't know where I saw it, but I found it so funny.
So I don't want to eat a baby, I just have no limbs, I guess.
Yeah, I think I would have no limbs too.
Damn.
That would be frowned on.
That would be frowned upon.
Well, if you have no limbs, can you get prosthetic stuff?
I didn't think about
it. Are we just going to say no?
Well, we found the loophole.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess you can. So I guess prosthetics is where to go.
All right, well, I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I know that this was a little bit of a shorter podcast, but I had fun talking to you guys. Thank you for coming on.
Agreed.
Thank you, Danny.
News has been boring with this past, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you to everyone who's listening, and I will see you in the next podcast. See you guys.